Hawaii's beautiful beaches are disappearing. Erosion continues to shrink once plentiful swaths of sand, including at Hawaii's most famous beach, Waikiki. The man-made tourist attraction has periodically needed sand replacement, and that hasn't gone away because sand continues to wash away. This year, the Department of Land and Natural Resources is grappling with how to build or reinforce structures to mitigate erosion. Chip Fletcher heads the Coastal Geology Group and is professor at the University of Hawaii School of Ocean, Earth Science, and Technology. He is frequently vocal about how and where erosion is taking away Hawaii's beaches, and he joins us in our studio now. Hi there. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
You know, we have been dealing with this for a very long time. People hear these words like groin and breakwater. Let's get very clear about what's happening. The groin is the part that goes out perpendicular to the beach, correct?
That's right, yep. A groin operates in that it traps sand on one side of the groin, and this is because sand tends to move along the shoreline, parallel to the shoreline, if you will. But it prevents sand from getting to the shoreline on the other side. And so groins can be very advantageous, but they can also be very damaging at the same time.
We're seeing a lot of crumbling by Queens Beach there and then over by the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in front of the Sheraton, sort of all down the beach. And we've watched periodic efforts to replenish the sand. That's part of what it means to have a man-made beach, isn't it, that you have to constantly maintain it?
There was once a natural beach at Waikiki prior to the 20th century, maybe in the late or middle 19th century. The natural position for the beach today would be a block or two landward of where we currently have it. So we've been forced to keep the beach where it is because we have developed the land so much. And as a result, it is an engineering project, and it needs maintenance. Like all engineering projects, you build a road, you need to repair the potholes. And so in order for Waikiki Beach to continue to be viable, we need to put sand on it on occasion.
You've been saying that type of thing for many years now. I mean, there were studies that your school did. I'm thinking about the one from 4 years ago, others that have been ongoing. Do we just need to really get our minds around that this is what it means in Hawaii to have that particular beach, but also that we have issues with other naturally occurring beaches around Hawaii, some which are in need of help too?
Yes, we do need to get our minds around for Waikiki Beach, and not just that stretch, but other stretches of Waikiki Beach. They are locked into walls and groins and breakwaters. They need to be maintained. A problem associated with this is where to find the sand. The sand has a particular chemistry, like all sand related to beaches, reefs or coral reefs. It's very fragile. And so moving sand from an offshore sand field onto the shoreline is tricky without breaking those sand grains. Other beaches in Hawaii, the cost-benefit ratio of spending millions of dollars to find and pump sand from offshore onto the beach, it's not as obvious as it is in Waikiki, where there's a very strong cost-benefit ratio. And there are other justifications for managing our beaches by nourishing them with sand. There are environmental reasons. There are spiritual and quality of life reasons. All of these are parameters to a discussion that Hawaii should have frequently about how we manage our beaches.
You frequently have those discussions. As you look around Hawaii, particularly on Maui, where we're told now that we have a real issue with retreating beaches, and not just to single them out, because there are many beaches around the state also retreating, how do we begin to approach this when it seems like we're very often in the position of having to rob Peter to pay Paul?
Well, for geologic reasons, the sea level around Maui and the Big Island is rising almost twice as fast as it is around Oahu and Kauai. And so coastal erosion is very prevalent on Maui. It is a developed shoreline, in some places more so than even Oahu. And when you develop a shoreline and fix your infrastructure at a certain location and the sea level around you is rising, there's a collision taking place, a slow collision taking place. The same problems with finding sand around Oahu also exist on Maui. Sand is in short supply, and when you do find a particular type of sand that is the right quality and sand size that will be stable on a beach. It's typically very expensive to find and then to move it onto the beach where you want to use it.
Which seemed to explain some of the kerfuffle over the sand that's being moved from Maui to Oahu. How do we begin to approach this when clearly we're pulled in so many different directions with so many beaches and obviously with a world-class beach that has been for so many years put out there as being part of the tourist experience, you know, with Waikiki? Does that always suck all the air out of the room in terms of what has to happen first?
Well, I think the sand that is being shipped out of Maui is being used by the cement industry as aggregate. The location where they take that sand is uncomfortably close to burial locations, and the environment, the dune environment where that sand is taken, of course, has to be destroyed. Humans have been destroying environments in order to withdraw minerals from the crust, from the ground forever. The burial aspect on Maui has a number of people upset. And then there's the idea that sand that is hard to come by is being taken from your local Kuleana and
well, that's the point. Why are you moving to another location when it's needed there for whatever purpose? But why to move it? Which also brings up the point that sand isn't sand isn't sand.
There are different types of sand, if that's what you mean. Yes, I mean different uses for sand, different grades for sand. In fact, there's a movie out these days that talks about sand wars. It's a global problem. Sand is used all around us, not just for nourishing on beaches. In our particular case, as we manage beaches in a world of rising sea level, we need more and more sand if we want those beaches to remain for our grandchildren.
We're going to have a larger discussion about this on Thursday on Town Square. But for the moment, what's the thought that you would really like people to ruminate about a little bit before we all get together on Thursday to talk about this? Because just looking historically, this has not gone away. It's been mitigated on occasion, but it's, as you say, a constant need. What is it that you think that we need to think about in a way perhaps that we haven't?
It's a sustainability issue. Just like food and energy and other aspects of our lives, especially here in an island system, we need to think about what is the most effective way, both cost-effective, environmentally effective, culturally effective way with which to deal with an expanding need for a resource that is actually shrinking. And as we move into a warmer world and sea level continues to rise faster and faster, sand for our beaches is going to become a more important commodity. But again, it's a limited resource. How are we going to manage beaches in other ways besides just putting sand on them? If the ocean is rising and a beach is defined as being at the edge of that ocean, what about our roads? What about our communities that are also located at the edge of that beach, right behind these beaches? We're going to have to figure out a way to get ourselves out of the collision that's taking place between rising sea level and fixed development on shorelines.
And we're going to talk more about this on Thursday, but do you really think there is a way out of that?
Yes, I think there are many, many tools. We just haven't found the energy to fully engage them in the way that we should.
All right, well, we'll put some energy toward that on Thursday when you come back and are part of our panel. Thanks so much for the time today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Chip Fletcher leads the Coastal Geology Group and is a professor in the University of Hawaii School of Ocean, Earth Science, and Technology. As we mentioned, we'll talk more about beach erosion around the state on Town Square, and we hope you'll plan to join us this Thursday.